Okay, Rabbi Yisai, last week we finished the sixth perek of the Heilige Sefer Chovos Talmidim. Last week we were talking about a person who has a problem of gaiva, a person who has a problem that he feels himself better than the people around him. And we spoke about that if a person sees himself as part of a unit, part of a platoon, part of a team, and we're all working together, then even if there's massive differences and huge divide between us, but we're in it together, so then every person's just looking to highlight each other's strengths. And we said, even if someone sees that Lamaisa, you know, the other person is not functioning well, but you never know what's going on inside of him. You never know what type of challenges, what type of struggles he's going through. And there's no reason for a person to be Mizgoa, because maybe, you know, his upbringing was for whatever. Somehow he was given the tools to deal with the situation, and the other person didn't. So therefore, you can't judge someone else. Now we're up to the seventh perek. Machlas Ashiflus Hameruma V'Trufasa. We're going to speak about something else, totally different topic, and even in certain ways someone might think that it's like the opposite. We're going to speak about a different machla, a different issue. Now in the old printing, it's on page Samach Vav, the new printing page Nun Ches, that's where we are. Let's go. Talmud Yisrael. My dear students, don't think that in this kuntris that we were telling you now you don't have to learn Gemara or Medrash, Shulchan Aruch, v'shar sfar makdoshim shemayim lanu derech hakadosh ha'oyle el Hashem, that are giving you the instructions and how a person should be oyle el Hashem. Think like, okay, this is, we got it, this is it, all you need is Chovos Talmidim. No, we're not saying that. We're not saying this is the beginning and end. Has mi lahazke, it shouldn't even be mentioned. Adarabo, kavonoseinu rak lesaken es atzmecha, all we're trying to do is prepare you, fix you, shetunkal la'ayin bahem, that then afterwards, this is all just like an introduction, that then you could go and look in the other svarim, in the Gemara, in the Medrash, and all those. V'livloya es divreihem akdoshim, so that you could swallow up, so that you could soak in al nafshecha v'al gufcha, what they're saying. We want to prepare you. V'chol aveirecha yartivu, and all of your limbs will be moist or wet. That we want to make you a makabel. This sefer is about making a person a makabel. What does that mean? Sometimes a person can hear all the things he needs to hear, but he's not prepared to hear it. He's not ready to hear it. The sefer what he's trying to do is, he's not trying to say, okay, we're going to fix all your problems. We're just going to get you ready to listen. Once a person's ready to listen, then he could hear. Because that's our purpose. We're not going to mention, we're not going to quote all of the words of the Chachom Zechroinam Levracha, HaShulchan Aruch, HaSfarim HaKadoshim, Miyanei Hanhoga, all the different things of where a person's supposed to behave. Keep Suchim Heim, the Sfarim are accessible. Anyone that desires, you want to do that. You want to be of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mesharsim, the people that serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'tahara. They're Sfarim. They're ready. They're there. This, you know, we're the people of the book. We just bring things that are. We have a goal here in the sefer. We'll only bring things that are relevant to our purpose, our goal, which is to get you ready, prepare you. Here goes. Yisa v'shulchan arech. V'lo yisbayish mipnei b'nei odom ha-ma'alingin alav v'avodis Hashem yisbarach. A person should not be embarrassed in front of people ha-ma'alingin alav, that are bimalik, which means that they are criticizing or they are making fun of him. That's it. Person should not be embarrassed in front of people that are trying to make fun of you, because your attempt to do Avodas Hashem. Even Gidoylo Me'avne Hanegev Huaboishes Azois. This is a very big stone, an obstacle. This busha, this embarrassment. Ke'ish ze bechlal. Eino b'daito b'reshus. This person is bechlal, not in his own reshus. He's not in his own mind. He's not controlling himself. Rak acher ha'anoshim anshe chutz. Rather, only after other people, outside people. Nigrar is being dragged. Nischav is being pushed. Me'ish ha'malig hazeh. This person who's going to make fun of him, he's going to embarrass him. Yoreh shlo yalagalof. He's afraid. He doesn't want him to make fun of him. U'bishvil zeh mevatel atzmoy ledaitoy. Rak efi yashuyetev be'enov yaseh. Only what the other guy is going to like, that's what he's going to do. Because I don't want that guy making fun of me. I don't want that guy talking about me. So what does he end up doing? Whatever the other person likes. There's a relatively famous quote from the Kotzke Rebbe. The Kotzke Rebbe said, if I am me, because you are you, and you are you, because I am me, then I'm not me, and you're not you. But if I am me, because I am me, and you are you because you are you, then I am me and you are you. Which means, so many people are just doing things because of what someone else wants him to do. Because it's going to make someone else like appreciate him or like him. Not because of themselves. They're bechlal not themselves. They're just projecting, what is that cool guy, or that person, whoever it might be, going to want me to say or to do right now? And that's it. And they don't actually live their life to be who they really want to be. Ki efsher v'dover, I'm sorry, v'dover toiv yimana milasois. And there are good things that he won't end up doing. A person, because of the fact that he feels intimidated by other people, he won't end up doing something that he could accomplish, something beneficial. Listen to this amazing thing. I heard this from Rabbi Beryl Wein, it should be gesund. He said that Albert Einstein is a brilliant mind. And we know there's some of the famous theories of Albert Einstein, but there's one that Albert Einstein himself came up with, which is called the expanding universe theory. That the universe is expanding. And he thought of this theory, but he never told anyone about it because he was afraid that all of the other scientists would make fun of him. Because if this universe is getting bigger, that means that yesterday it was smaller, and the day before that it was even smaller, and the day before that, and then that means that the universe, once upon a time, didn't exist. That means that there was a moment of creation. Scientists don't like that. That was not very popular, especially when Albert Einstein was around. That was not popular. So he was afraid. He writes in his memoirs, because he was afraid of his peers, he gave up on perhaps the most significant theory that he could have put forth in his career. Because he was afraid of his peers. So many times people have things that they either want to say or want to do, or people that they want to be, but they're afraid, because they're just afraid of what other people are going to say about them. Ki efshur yisachik alav shcheinoi. Maybe his friend is going to laugh at him. Achar akorav elav. V'gam nitzachin b'eini hashlishi v'harevi'i mukhach lahatim es atzmoi. He's got other people have to, like, be happy with him. Other people have to enjoy him. There's a story a bacher told me that happened here in this yeshiva. It's a very disappointing story. Back in the day, room 10 was for all the cool guys. Room 10 now has different, like, MO for what exactly you have to be to get into room 10. But back in the day, that was like all the cool guys. So one of the cool guys was in room 10. And he was cool, but... cool but from, is that like, do they change that to CBF? Does it do that? I don't know. But anyway, he was cool but from. And he was Baruch Hashem steiging a lot. And he decided that he wants to wear his tzitzis out. He decided that he feels that that's appropriate thing for him. Up until now, he hasn't done that. He wants to wear his tzitzis out. So he's in his room, in room 10. He's got his tzitzis out. He's got his hand on the knob. He told me the story, this boy. He's got his hand on the knob. And he's bracing himself. Because he's going to go out there. He's coming out of the closet. And everyone's going to see. And he's, in his mind, going through all of the remarks and everything everyone's going to say to him and everything. And he told me he couldn't do it. He didn't do it. He put his sisters back in his pants. He said, I just can't do it. I can't do that. I can't face it. It's just too much. It's too much hock. Too much people like beating on me. Too much what? It's just, that's it. He put his sisters back in. The person wants to do something positive. Wants to do something. He feels like, I'm ready for this. But I can't because my friends are just going to like make it too uncomfortable for me. You know how terrible that is? And I'm willing to bet there's a lot of people, a lot of us, that there are things that we would really like to do, but we're not interested in, you know, hearing about it from other people getting their garbage. And that's very limiting. Oy vavoy le'ish kazeh. He's not in control of his life anymore. Other people are controlled. And people that he doesn't necessarily even like appreciate, or he doesn't look up to or respect. And they control him. He has no control over himself. And over his flesh. He doesn't just can't control himself. I was talking to a boy once. This is a boy who used to get... We went to chasanas. Very, very inebriated. Extremely, extremely. Drank a lot. And after Baruch Hashem, that ended. I said to him, what was going on? Why'd you do that? Like, just ugly, drunk. He said to me, I'm so uncomfortable with myself. I couldn't dance. I couldn't, like, it's too much exposure. So I needed to just drink so that I wouldn't be aware that everyone's looking at me. And that way I could just act, do whatever I want to do, and because I'm oblivious, because I'm just stupid right now. Because a person who is so, like, so mishubid to what everyone else thinks, so they can't be together with other people and be comfortable. They don't know how to do that. They don't know how to, like, dance in the middle because they're afraid of, that guy's going to, like, laugh at me, that guy's going to snicker at me, that's going to, so I can't, I'm at a wedding and I feel like I'm in prison. I can't do anything. So you know what? Just get drunk and then you're out of prison. It's pathetic. But that person, he's in jail. Machala mu'usa hi habusha mifnei amali genoisai. This is a mu'usa. It's low. It's disgusting. A person that is embarrassed and other people that are snickering at him. Asher reishisa, the beginning, v'yisoida, and its foundation is yaldus v'katnus. He's immature. He's childish. Hayelad b'katnuso yodeh she'en lo das la'atzmoy. U'misragul hu limdoid es kol dvarov v'manhinge v'das ha'gdoilem ha'sevim ha'sevim. Child knows that he doesn't really know anything. So therefore, he just kind of takes cues from people around him. That's what children do. You know this joke. Probably you know about this. It's a joke that people that make. It's that there was two elephants. They were taking a bath. So one elephant said to the other, Pet, no, you killed the joke. Just said the punchline. Pass the soap. Pass the soap. And the other one said, no soap radio, right? That was funny, right? That was funny. Shh. the idea that a child is looking around at other people's cues, like who's laughing, who thinks is funny. So we think that that's silly, right? But let me tell you something. You know, I give you an example. There's a company, it's called Ferragamo, I don't know what his first name is. He makes like lots of stuff. Shoes, probably very comfortable, maybe, I don't know, I never wore them, I'm not really sure. Belts, right? So people wear Ferragamo belts, right? How much does a Ferragamo belt cost?
$300.
$300? Okay. My belt that I'm wearing over here is made by Bagheer. Yeah. I got it for free, actually. And guess what? It does as good of a job as your Ferragamo belt. It does the same thing, you know? I should run for president. So, Rabbi, so what's the shot? And wait, hold on a second. There's this fancy belts. I know I've seen like really fancy big belts that like shine with designs on them. But you got a belt. All it's got is two little teeny circles on it. I mean, you can wear the Alpha Perry belts. It's the same exact thing. No, I got to wear Ferragamo. Why? What difference does it make? Or you get really fancy, you got an L and a V. Now that's like style. What is the style? Because you got an L and a V. Who cares? What letters are on it? Come on, guys, get with the program. Yeah, so it's all about one thing. It's covered because other people are going to say, wow, you're a fancy guy. That's the whole thing. Who's nuts to spend all that type of money on a belt? It's not going to hold up your pants any better. It doesn't make any sense. It's one thing. Other people are going to be like, wow, you're a cool guy. That's all it is. And so many people, their lives are just based on how other people are going to say about me. And we actually forge opinions based on what other people think. I'll give you an example. When I was young, there was nothing more nerdy than brown shoes. Brown shoes were for like total nerds. You wore brown shoes, you were like, your mother shopped in JCPenney. You know, it was just like, it was like, Bechlal not Nageya. Like, forget it. No one, but no one. Now, you see someone. You see someone, Rabbi Sai, who's wearing brown shoes. Now, why is it that if you ask me, brown shoes are nerdy? But if you ask someone that's like, you know, a little bit younger, like, oh, brown shoes, they're cool. That's cool. Wow. Why is it that like someone from my generation doesn't think brown shoes, like, you really think they're cool? No, you don't. I want to tell you what you think. You think that being like some like Italian, you know, I don't want to say the Mishkazah over there, is that's cool. You think that you want to be like him. That's all you want to be. You think being like him is cool. That's the whole thing. They have these sneakers, Air Jordans. So what's the commercial? Be like Mike. That's the whole thing. It's just one thing. You want to be like him. You think you like Air Jordans? You don't like Air Jordans. You want to like be like Mike. So therefore, you like what he likes. You don't like your own thing. If you guys would wake up, you'd realize brown is nerdy. It is. And those thin ties are ugly, sleazy. And the tight pants is disgusting. Ezra, I hope it didn't insult you. Rabbi, say if you think about it for a moment, and it's I want to tell you something. It's really, in a certain way, it can be eye-opening for you. A lot of things we like, it's not really us. It's not really we like them. It's a lot of times you buy a tie, check the back. Okay, I like that. What happened over there? And people think, no, I really like it. It's really because we're totally being controlled. Our minds are being controlled by people. And we think that certain things are good. We think certain things are cool. And then we start thinking things are good because of other people. They control your mind. You don't even have a list of priorities. Because it's because of what someone else said. And all of a sudden, yeah, he said, therefore it's right. We're not individuals. That's horrible. It's horrific. Misragel hu limdoid es kol dvarov v'malhige hadas ha'gdoilam ha'sayv v'moysoy im zois eseh. If a person says, if I do this, tov eyeh b'eneyem, then they're going to like me. V'im koy eseh, if I do this, yischuku mimeni, they're going to make fun of me. Ad shenishra etz loidei azu, and this remains with him, Af kishiyadil yizkin. Even when he gets older. Lashgich yoyser. Ala yoyfi be'enei ha'odam. All he cares about is what other people like. How many times do people come over to me and say something like, everyone does that. Everyone is going. Or, no one's doing that. No one. Those are the two most, popular things. You know, everyone's leaving early. No one's by night seder. What does it mean, everyone and no one? Your whole life is just what everyone else is doing. So if all your life is everyone, then you're the no one. Who are you? Why does it make a difference what everyone else is doing? What about you? Why is that part of the discussion? Let's talk about you. I can't talk about me. Because I just do what other people do. Then you're nobody. That's a child. Just following other people's, footsteps. Bachar Yisrael. Shmano es haklal hazeh. Be'inyan hazeh. V'chein b'chol ha'inyonim. Listen to this rule. Imloi tis'ameitz v'tis'chazek. If you're not strong, b'chol koichacha, l'rachek l'sharek sh'mimcha, kol midoro sh'tos, asher oid b'chom yaldusch. If you don't get rid of this, if you don't identify this problem, and you don't work on trying to get out of it, ad oilom tish'or b'cha v'sazikncha, it will remain with you forever. And if Yitzhar is going to say to you, why did I got to work on this right now? I'm still young. I'm just young. That's it. I'm just enjoying being young. And I get older. I'll just mature. And it happened on its own. And automatically, I'll just have be more firm. There'll be more substance. Big mistake. Don't listen to that. Only the years are going to pass, and only the years are going to get older, not the man. There's big people. Afzakenim, even elderly people, Bishnoiseim in their years, v'ne'orim af yelodim heim, they're like children, v'deoiseim v'atzmoaseim, and their individuality, they're like little children. V'hakol v'nei she'avoidosam yisrashlo, because they're lazy, because it's work. V'al ha'gadlus shnoiseim batchu, they just assumed that with time this would pass. There's a bumper sticker I once heard from. Rabbi Beryl Wine says that the person who dies with the most toys wins the game. The one who dies with the most toys wins the game. What does that mean? It means that he's still a kid. He's still playing with his little toys. Nothing's changed the whole life. So there's teeny toys, and then there's bigger toys, and then your toy is like a $180,000 car or something like that, or yacht, and it's all just your toys. You're just like a baby playing with toys. That's all it is. The one who dies with the most toys wins the game, because I have more than you, so it's like the competition. It's like that's the way to live your life. But a person has to learn how not to be embarrassed in front of other people. I wanted to share with you a personal story. I'm not tooting my horn, but I'm just telling you, something that helped me a lot. I have a reading disability. My entire family, starting with my father, and all my brothers, have a reading disability. We are officially dyslexic. And for many years, I was horrified of ever being called on to read. Because it was very embarrassing. And whenever I ever got called on, all of a sudden I had brain freeze because I got so nervous. Like, everyone's going to hear that I can't read. And then made it even worse because I couldn't read. And by the way, my brother just left to America, but surely can tell you, my brother's not the greatest reader on the planet either. My whole family we're all very poor readers. So what I did when I got a little older and I was a little bit more macho, I used to go to my teachers and say, listen, let's make a deal, okay? I'm not going to leave. I'm going to leave you alone. You leave me alone. I don't read. I won't make any trouble, okay? It's a good deal. And it worked. It worked for the most part. But I still couldn't read. After a while, I was like, I'm just sick and tired of this. I can't read. So I decided I'm going to be Mavi Sedra. Baruch, I'm going to be Mavi Sedra. Til Shani. I couldn't do more than Til Shani. I sat there in the back of the Beis Medrash, and I read out loud. Til Shani. And it was like really embarrassing. And I had people coming over to me and say, You sound terrible. Like, it was like a joke. They were like, you know, they were making fun of me. And I said to myself, I just can't continue this way. I'm just going to keep on reading, and I don't care. I don't care. People, like, you know, make fun of me. People think that any less of me. I have to do this because I have to be able to. I have things I want to accomplish in my life. I can't my whole life just be embarrassed and afraid of people because they're going to say I can't read. And then I did Til Shani. And I finished the entire Chamisha Chum Sheitara Til Shani. I was very proud of myself. And then I did Til Shlishi the next year. Then the next year Til Revi'i. And you know, as time went on, I became more confident. And I became better in my reading, actually. Because now, okay, everyone knows I can't read, okay? I just told all of you, you all know I can't read, okay? We're done with that. It's like, no surprises. Now I can, like, make mistakes. It's okay if I make mistakes. I don't know if you noticed, even when I'm reading this, I trip. I'm not a good reader. Okay, I work very hard and I do my best, but if a person's whole life is going to be embarrassed, he's going to be afraid of what other people are going to say, what people are going to do, you're not going to get anywhere. So, if we're going to do that, we just stay little children, like afraid of what other people have to say, and just trying to fit in. Or are we going to be prepared to try to, like, be ourselves? And you know what? If you don't like the way that I, you know, the fact that I want to wear my tzitzis out, you don't like the fact that I want to get a certain style, you know, I want to dress a certain way, or get my hair shorn or whatever it might be, that's your problem. I don't care, because I have to be me. A person's prepared to be himself, that's when he's ready to, like, see what he's really got inside of him. What am I made of? Maybe I'm better than I thought I was. Because when you're nervous, you're afraid of other people, so then you shrink into yourself. I want to just leave you with one exercise. It's something that's very fascinating. I see happen a lot of times. You go to a standing by a red light, and you know, you're not supposed to cross. Now, in this country, they take it very seriously. You don't cross when there's the man, the red man, the walking man. The green one we cross, the red one we don't cross. Why do we take it very seriously in this country? Because there's a lot of children that cross the streets themselves. And Nebuchadnezzar happened, even, you know, Nebuchadnezzar happened, not far from here, where there's children that saw adults crossing, and they followed them, and bad things happened. So over here, even if there's, like, no cars or nothing, we don't cross. We wait by the red man, we're waiting. So I've seen this happen many times. If you ever buy a red light and you decide not to cross, so then you can maybe see this happen. You're standing there by the red light and it's taking forever, and there's people, and you notice that they're, like, very, like, they're anxious because they have somewhere to go, and they're waiting. And then someone comes and he just walks right across. And then the other person just, like, walks afterwards. He's been waiting there for the past, like, you know, 35, 40 seconds. He's waiting, but someone else crosses. All of a sudden, he's crossing also. Like, well, hold on a second. You decided before you're not crossing, right? You were standing here yourself. I'm not crossing. Nope. Red light, I'm not crossing. All of a sudden, he's crossing. I'm crossing too. Like, I said, excuse me. I'm just wondering, why are you going now? I thought you were not going. Because he's going. If he could go, I could go. What? I thought you didn't want to cross. I thought you decided it's not the right thing to cross. But when someone else is doing it, so then I do it also. And if you ever buy a light, you'll see how often this happens. And you see yourself, you have an urge sometimes. I feel myself, I'm at the urge. I'm standing there, I'm waiting, okay, I'm ready to wait. I'm okay, I'm not going to go because there's a red man and we don't go on red man. All of a sudden someone goes, I'm like, oh, I really want to go. Like, what happened? What happened over there? If a person makes his own decisions, whether it's his own right decisions, or his own wrong decisions. There are certain things I don't want to listen to. Certain things I don't want to see. Certain places I don't want to go. Just because someone else is going, all of a sudden, like, it changes. My priorities changed? Because someone else is doing it? Or do we stand up for what we believe in? Because I have my own moral compass. That's what it means to be a Yid. Avram HaIvri, there's no one else in the entire world. Everyone else in the entire world is doing something else. And Avram's like, but I know that this is right. That's an individual. And a person has to be prepared to be different, to be himself. And you do that, so then you can really accomplish everything that you want to do. Be'ez Hashem will continue.